Welcome to our service for the second Sunday after Trinity. The collect for today reminds us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. In our first service, recorded since the death of George Floyd in the United States, today we reflect upon what it means to love our neighbour in these times. We begin with the hymn Colours of Day, led for us this morning by Mike.
Colours of day dawn into the mine, the sun has come up, the night is behind. Go down in the city and into the street, and let's give a message to the people we meet. So light up the fire and let the flame burn, open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show. Go through the park on into the town. The sun still shines on, it never goes down. The light of the world is risen again. The people of darkness are needing a friend. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show. Open your eyes, look into the sky. The darkness has come, the sun came to die. The evening draws on, the sun disappears. But Jesus is living, his spirit is near. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show.
We know that our old self was crucified with Christ, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that we might no longer be enslaved to sin. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
God be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face shine upon us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May your ways be known on earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation, and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Collect for the second Sunday after Trinity. Lord, you have taught us that our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and all the virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Here ends the reading.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
The reading is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's not easy to know why the death of George Floyd in the United States has brought so many people together. Black people have, of course, died in police custody or as a result of police violence before. But it is clear this time that there is a different cultural mood in the response. Whereas previously the protest of taking the knee had been begun by one man, the American footballer Colin Kaepernick, and condemned by a large body of opinion in America, which included the football authorities and President Trump, this time the National Football League has accepted that players may take the knee, and even President Trump has grudgingly accepted that Kaepernick should be welcomed back into the league. In England, quite remarkably, football has gone even further. I am speaking the day after the Premier League began again, with the slogan Black Lives Matter prominently replacing the players' names on the back of their shirts, as it will do for the rest of this season, and with all players on both sides taking a knee at the kickoff. We easily forget that the parable of the Good Samaritan is a story about race. We need to qualify that statement slightly. Ethnically, Jews and Samaritans were more or less from one common stock, but they were divided by history and culture. The Jews looked down on the Samaritans mainly for religious reasons. This week, it was as though we saw the parable of the Good Samaritan enacted before our eyes. A white man, apparently a right-wing protester, was being kicked and beaten and was saved by the actions of a group of black security guards and by one especially, Patrick Hutchinson, who carried him away from danger, just as the Samaritan puts the beaten robbery victim on his own mule and carries him to the safety of the inn. Mr. Hutchinson spoke movingly after the events of that day of his hopes for his children and grandchildren to live in a country where their race did not divide them from other people or cause them to be disadvantaged. His is just one of a number of dignified black voices whom we have been able to hear in recent days. And as I said in my email to you all this week, this does seem to me to be a time for listening. We need to listen, first of all, to what it feels like to be black in our society today, what the lived experience of black people is day to day. There will be a time for a proper investigation of the structural mechanisms that may be causing inequality. But first, we need simply to hear how it feels to be black in white Britain. Then I think we need also to hear again the history of our own country's place in relation to people of colour, and to try to hear it without the veneer of approval or defensiveness with which most of us learned about the history of the British Empire. The American comedian W.C. Fields, who lived a life of some abandon, is said to have been found reading a Bible in his last days. "Why?" someone asked him. "I'm looking for loopholes," he said. In truth, many of us tend to look at our nation's history in that way. "The empire did some good things," we say, and it did. "We were the first to abolish slavery," we say, and we were. But we cannot ignore the horror of exploitation and cruelty which makes up the fuller picture. We cannot ignore it, first, because it is not honest to do so, and every truth we fail to tell ourselves diminishes us. And secondly, and at this time perhaps more importantly, we cannot ignore it because without facing up to it, we cannot understand how our black fellow citizens feel as they themselves reflect upon it. We love television programmes about personal history, don't we? In ITV's Long Lost Family, we love to watch the joy of ordinary people as they find even a photograph of a mother they never met. Or we love to watch them when they first meet brothers and sisters they never knew they had. In the BBC's Who Do You Think You Are, we see celebrities deeply moved by the suffering of quite remote ancestors, long decades or even centuries ago. We need to understand that the black people who experienced the cruelty of slavery and empire are the long-lost family of our black fellow citizens in Britain today, and that the experience of those persecuted ancestors is crucial to how our black fellow citizens answer the question, who do you think you are? For you and me, to see a white policeman with his knee upon a black man's neck is disturbing. For a black person, it is a reenactment. Not for all black people and not for all of the time, I'm sure, but for enough. We need to listen. After the earthquake, wind and fire, after the turmoil of the protest and the riots in the streets, we need to listen to the voice that speaks black pain. We need to listen and we need to watch. And if we watch carefully, perhaps we will see how different it is when instead of kneeling on our brother's neck, we learn to carry him to safety on our shoulders.
I was hungry and thirsty, were you there, were you there? I was hungry and thirsty, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name, what matter, were you there? I was cold, I was naked, were you there, were you there? I was cold, I was naked, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name, what matter, were you there? When I needed a shelter, were you there, were you there? When I needed a shelter, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name, what matter, were you there? When I needed a healer, were you there, were you there? When I needed a healer, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name, what matter, were you there? Wherever you travel, I'll be there, I'll be there. Wherever you travel, I'll be there. And the creed and the colour and the name, what matter, I'll be there.
Now it's time for our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer, first in Welsh, led by John Evans.
Ein tad, yr hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteiddio'r enw, dyled y deirnas, gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel yma ddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canis eiddo ti o'r deirnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We pray for the Church of Christ around the world, a rainbow people from every continent, made one through the cross of Christ. We pray especially for Christians who are persecuted for their faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for governments in this and every nation, facing the enormous challenges of economic decline, environmental depredation, and racial discrimination, alongside the continuing threat of COVID-19. We pray for wisdom and understanding, for strength and courage, for all who bear the responsibilities of office. We pray for the citizens of these islands, whatever their race or creed, that we may together do all that builds up harmony and understanding, and together stand against all that builds up suspicion and division. We pray for honesty and respect in public life, and for a sense of civic responsibility amongst us all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We continue to pray for all who suffer from COVID-19, for all who have lost loved ones to it, and for all who care for its sufferers in hospitals. We give thanks for the first discovery of a drug which may help to treat it, for the hard work and ingenuity of those who discovered it. We pray especially at this time for those doctors, nurses, and other health workers who belong to ethnically vulnerable groups. We give thanks for their courage and dedication, and we pray for their protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our brothers and sisters in our different congregations, especially those who are ill, and those for whom isolation is lonely and hard. Bless and keep them, Lord, and give to them and to us all the hope that our fellowship may soon be fully restored. All this we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. in opening our hearts to your grace, generous Father, may we become your goodness. By faithfully following your way, Jesus, our friend, may we live out your way of goodness. May justice and compassion be real in our lives, Spirit of God, so that our lives may embody goodness. And in the giving and the receiving, may all overflow with your grace. God of love, shine in our lives so that others will see your love. God of peace, strengthen our faith to be bold in the face of adversity. God of joy, bless us as we go out in joy to love and to serve. God of love, joy, peace and hope, may your blessing be upon us always. Amen.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason that I'm a-travelin' on. So don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in turnin' on your light, babe. That light I've never known. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. So don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never done before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, babe. I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking and wondering, walking down the road. Once loved a girl, a child, I'm told. Gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. So don't think twice, it's alright. So long, honey, baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I just say farewell. I ain't a saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. So don't think twice, it's alright.